So, when it comes to delivering life coach training, there's going to be some people out there that just want to regurgitate some information and some knowledge so they can make themselves a quick buck. And then there's going to be other people who actually genuinely do want to help people start getting not just great results in their own lives, but helping them to then help other people get results in theirs. Remember the whole fish thing? Give a man a fish, teach a man how to fish, teach a man how to teach others how to fish, and together we can end world hunger. Well, what I'm hoping is at some point in the future, you're going to take much of what I'm delivering and sharing with you throughout this course out into the world to make a difference. So that, who knows, at some point, you know, in a few years from now, we could be linking arms, getting out there, changing the world as part of a big team or a community. Who knows what's going to happen in the future. But in this video, I'm going to do my best, all right, to share a very, very important lesson with you. And this lesson revolves around the choices that we can make as mature individuals. All right, the choices of maturity and character. It's the choices that mature people make. Now, there's going to be some people around the world right now who are going to watch this video, and they're going to end up being deeply offended by what I'm about to say, because in life, whilst most people would say that it's, you know, the truth will set you free and all that sort of thing, the truth unfortunately has this little habit of kicking people right up the arse first and foremost, and people don't like being kicked up the arse and they don't like having their motives challenged and all that sort of thing. So in this video, I'm going to share with you the choices that we can make as human beings, choices that are wise, that are mature, that if we choose to start living our lives by, we're not going to be able to help but positively influence and naturally lead other people. Because, you know, I could have just given you a whole batch of exercises throughout this course, you know, the circle of life or the wheel of life and all that kind of nonsense that most life coaching programs contain. But, you know, that kind of stuff without the understanding of what I'm going to be sharing with you throughout this video and the videos that follow, kind of makes and kind of would make everything that you go on to potentially do completely in vain. We're talking about getting the foundations down in our own lives in view of helping other people to get the foundations down in theirs. All right, so everything's kind of duplicatable. Now, at some point in the future, if you do go on to practice all of this stuff on other people, which is kind of the aim of the game, isn't it? Well, you're going to be faced with a lot of very immature people. Now, this is just the nature of life coaching, all right? There's a lot of space cadets out there, and by that, I mean there's a lot of people out there who are completely unwilling to take responsibility for their lives, all right? Taking responsibility for oneself is the ultimate expression of maturity. Okay, if you think about it, you know, as human beings, what's the greatest goal that we could aspire to? Well, the greatest goal that we could aspire to being as human beings is mature, decisive, consistent, and strong. If you think about it, all right, how many people in your life do you currently know at the moment who are honestly mature, decisive, consistent, and strong? I don't know about you, but here in Scotland, I could count the number of people that I know like that on one hand. In fact, I'd be struggling to do so. Maturity in life isn't a popular thing. Most people would rather just feel happy. They'll spend their lives pursuing happiness, trying to fulfill their goals and dreams, and most people don't actually even know why they do the things that they do. They don't know why they pursue the goals that they're pursuing. So I'm hoping that this video is going to clear all of this up. Now, that's a long-winded introduction over. You see, as you're watching this video right now, you're studying towards becoming a life coach. Now, if you want to become a life coach, this is going to demand that at some point you're going to begin teaching other people. Now, this is the natural order of things. If you think about it, when we're 4 or 5 or 6 years old, based on where and abouts in the world you are, we go to school because we're not born with this, you know, memory bank of information and understanding, are we? No, it's not. In the same way that we have to learn how to talk through language acquisition, we'll have to study and learn and develop, you know, develop ourselves, learn about ourselves, learn about life. We need to develop skills and talents and skill sets so that we can ultimately go on and do the things that we ultimately want to do. Well, teaching other people is a choice of maturity and character, because there's many people out there who are going to sit back in the congregation, in the crowd, just simply waiting to be taught. There are many people out there. Now, just to kind of metaphorically speak once again, let's think back to the whole give a man a fish thing. All right, and I'm going to use the example of a religious congregation once more. Okay, now I don't know whereabouts in the world you're at. I've not got anything against religion. In fact, all religions are great. I love them all. But here in Scotland, religion is many people would struggle to take religion seriously. You've got the Church of Scotland and various Christian organisations that are generally just very, very weak. You've got pockets of people that congregate week in, week out. They sing their songs, they put their hands up in the air, they'll listen to a sermon or a Bible study, and then they go about the daily weeks. And then next week they'll go back and do exactly the same thing over and over and over again. All right, and this is probably one of the greatest examples that I can give of a choice of maturity and character, because there are some people that choose to commit their lives to sharing everything that they have to teach other people, whereas some people will just sit back and wait to get taught, kind of like, can I have another fish, please, sir? More, feed me. I'm not full yet. Now, here's a funny thing. You see, wisdom in life actually comes through applying the information that we've already ascertained. If we're not applying or actioning what it is that we've already been taught, then we're never going to develop the understanding or, in fact, any real degree of value that's of any benefit to anyone else anyway. So where some people will commit to a life of teaching other people everything that they have, those people are the influencers, the movers, the shakers, the mentors, the coaches, the people that are doing anything in life. Whereas those who just simply commit to a lifetime of being taught will end up kind of going nowhere. Now, another choice of maturity and character is self-evaluation over self-criticism. Now, do you think I'm a perfect man? You might be watching this right now from more of a critical point of view, because there's people out there who are critical. Well, criticism is really an expression of immaturity. It really is. There are people out there who criticise. Now, if you want an example of this, look at the reviews on this course. There's going to be some people, honestly, I don't like the shirt Kane's wearing. I don't like the jingles. I don't like the intro and the extra videos. There are some people in the world who are that immature. They point out the little bits that just don't tick their preference boxes. Opposed to self-evaluation, because self-evaluation is very, very different. When we're criticising, we're responding or reacting to things in our outside worlds that we fundamentally don't like. All right, just assuming that, oh, I don't like that, therefore it's bad. I don't like how Kane's speaking right now, therefore Kane must be bad. And this is what critics do. Think about it. Think about the movies, for example. Go on Rotten Tomatoes, all right? And you're going to have people who actually make careers being critics, all right? And say, oh, you're going to find some really creative wordage, you know, some very articulate sentences strung together, people expressing why it is that they fundamentally liked or disliked movies. But if these people ever produced or filmed or edited a movie, critics are of no value to anyone. They're not. Critics don't offer any value to anyone, because everyone's out there doing their best in life. Now, think, just for example, let's talk about this course. It might be the case that you're, you know, criticising this course. You might be criticising me. Well, when was the last time that you created an online video course like this? My intention wasn't to offend you or anyone else in the world, but I'm going to have offended some people, and some people will criticise me for it. Well, unless you've done something greater, then I guess that just makes you a hypocrite. And this is the choice that many people make in life, to criticise over evaluate. And when it comes to self, self-evaluation is very, very mature. Think about it. Okay, so I fundamentally don't like this thing. I could be criticising you right now. You know, I don't like the way that you're speaking to me. And then I can criticise you and I can lay right into you. Or I could be more mature and I could say to myself, as I self-evaluate, I'm emotionally responding to the way in which you're speaking to me right now. I wonder why. Because you are responsible for you in life and I am responsible for me. And the emotions that are going on inside of me are my problem. They're not yours and they're not anyone else's. So if I am feeling angry because of something you've said, well, that's no reflection on anything you've said or you actually. It's a reflection on me and my willingness to take control of myself and my emotions or not. Self-evaluation expresses itself in that pause. Before we react or fly off the handle or something like that to something someone said or something that someone's done, we stop and okay, before I fly off the handle here, let's just evaluate thyself. Why is this a problem? Because if we understand why something's a problem, well, that's halfway towards overcoming this problem. Understanding's a hugely powerful thing. So, another choice of maturity and character is seeking unity, opposed to promoting disunity. Now, what's the greatest example I could give in the world today? Well, let's just look at some of the new world leaders. All right, now I live in Scotland, okay, part of Great Britain. I don't know how Great Britain is, I don't know how long Great Britain's going to continue to be great for, because we've just left Europe and now there's this Brexit going on, and living in Scotland, we now have the Scottish government who are promoting disunity. Let's break away from Great Britain. Now, I can only talk from a business sense here, right? Because if you want to be a life coach, you've got to build a business. You've got to get a business head on as well. It's good learning all these skills and getting all these insights. And if you're anything like me, it's good going deep, isn't it? You know, like the deep insight and the deep understanding. Unfortunately, we need the practical stuff as well as life coaches. We've got to get the business sense too. And from a business perspective, I can think for the first few years of my business going life coaching, I'd done everything. It was just me. I didn't have much money. You know, there's no handouts. There's nothing like that. No big corporate firms looking to sponsor me, unlike some of the other really big names in the personal development world today. And I just literally invested into an iMac computer, put that on the credit card, didn't have much money, and then studied, and then worked, and I developed a skill set, and I learned how to produce videos, and then edit videos, then I learned how to do some graphic design, whilst also learning how to communicate and present myself in front of camera, how to manage all the social medias, how to develop websites, whilst also taking on one-on-one coach, you know, clients for coaching. And all this time, you know, I didn't have any other money coming in, so I was relying on most of my money coming through the clients whilst I'm creating these online courses. And I say all this stuff to help you manage your expectations in relation to what you can expect if you choose to go down this road. But today, it's not just me. I don't do everything by myself anymore. Today, I've gone from a team of one to a team of six. Six people. Building this business where we create these courses and we market them together. And all I can say is that as soon as I had one other person, my workload was halved. And what I've found is that my productivity went through the roof. When partnering up with someone else in unity, two people are able to achieve and accomplish way more than what one person can do on their own. And when it came to three people, well, three people can go on to produce and create even more. Four people, five people, six people. So if that's the case, unity is a good thing. When people choose to commit to understanding each other and working together. Disunity is something like, nah, our way is the right way, my way is the right way, I'm in charge, I'm a one-man band, I don't need anyone else, I don't need anything else, screw the world, and that's kind of it. We're the greatest nation, I'm the greatest leader, my opinion is the only one that counts. That's not maturity. That is arrogance and pride. It is arrogance and pride, and arrogance and pride alone, that will promote disunity. Now, I'm not mentioning the names of any world leaders, but watch the news and you're going to see for yourself. Those who promote disunity, just observe the character and see if you can go on to make the same conclusions as what I have.